This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We are happy, happy, happy here at the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast.
We are.
We are happy. Happy, happy, happy.
Happy and almost happy anniversary to both of us.
I know. We're like besties, and we just now discovered 10 minutes ago or so that we share the same wedding anniversary day.
How
not the same year, but the same day.
Right. Not the same year. June 13th, though.
June 13th.
But yes, Jen and I share the same wedding anniversary. How crazy.
That's so cool. I love it. And you know what? What's so funny for me is I got married on a Tuesday because we eloped initially.
Yeah, we probably got married during the week too because we went to Las Vegas. So.
Okay. You don't remember what day though?
I don't.
You
I
don't?
Do not. Yeah.
Mine was a Tuesday. I do remember that very clearly. And I was very happy with the 13th. And somebody said, you got married on the 13th? And I was like, yeah, 13 is lucky for me because look what I got.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
God is like our king. He doesn't care about silly numbers. Come on.
I know. Not in that way. I mean, come on. Yeah. So that's really funny. So happy anniversary Eve to you.
Yes, you as well. Happy
Thank
anniversary,
you.
Bill and Dustin, if you are listening to your beautiful wives.
That's
we
right.
love you.
That's right. We do. We heart you.
We're going to cry now.
Not really, but yeah.
No. Definitely not.
So this episode is going to kind of be freeform, I think. We're just going to chat about where things are in our life and things that God is doing and all the stuff.
Yes. So I just had a birthday. And I love, one of the things I love to do on my birthday is go on little scavenger hunts and get all these free items from different restaurants and stores. And it's so much fun. Like, as an adult, we don't get like all the presents we used to as a kid, you know, like womp womp.
Sadly.
We're like grown now and maybe a couple from a couple people or whatever, but we don't get all the presents. So I do love a good gift. And so it's like a way to treat myself. I found this out a couple years ago that, and so if you don't know, maybe this is some information you want to listen to. But a couple years ago, I found out that if you go on like to your favorite websites, think Crumble Cookie, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Frisch's, McAllister's, all the places. If you go on there and you register and you put in your birthday, they will send you usually the end of the month before your birthday or the beginning of the month of your birthday. They will send you like free desserts, a free gift, and you just go in and redeem it. Sometimes it's like Longhorn Steakhouse, for instance. I use that on my birthday. Sometimes you have to buy an entree to get your free dessert. So that's, I mean, it's great. You're getting dessert. So, but it's not like, you can't really add that into your scavenger hunt.
No.
But tonight, I had a couple of free hours. And one of my favorite things was about to expire tomorrow. So I took advantage of my couple hours and did my scavenger hunt of all the free things, not all of them, but some of them on my
own. A lot of them.
And it was so much fun. So I had like 2 hours, and sometimes they'll give you like the offer for your whole birthday month. Like it'll expire at the end of the month. Sometimes it's just for the week, the day. This one was nothing but cake I don't know if you know about nothing but cake.
I do.
They're flipping delicious. Did you know that I've never actually purchased one? Crossroads has fed me them, I think twice. And then last year I got a free one on my birthday. And this year I got a free one on my birthday. How cool is that? So it was about to expire tomorrow, so I had to go there. And then I pulled up my Frisch's app because I was like, I can't just eat dessert. And that is what most people offer you is dessert. But I had a free sandwich from Frisch's and I went and grabbed that. And I saw that I had a free dessert from Cracker Barrel. So I was really close to Cracker Barrel. So I got a free peach cobbler that's in my fridge right now. And
Yum.
yeah.
Yum, 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 yum.
And then I was close to McAllister's and knew I had a free offer to them. So I got a free blueberry lemon cookie. And I ate the cookie. That was the only dessert I had. And then I thought I had a free drink from McDonald's. Womp womp. I could have had a frappe for free, but I did have a birthday. And as I'm getting older, I cannot have caffeine at night because it keeps me up all night. But I did have a free coupon for $1 off. So I got a free, or I got a dollar Sprite, which they used to be a dollar all the time. So my whole trip out, I only spent $1.06, and I'm super full, and I have free dessert waiting for me whenever I'm ready for it.
That
So,
is so much fun, or it sounds like so much fun. I mean,
it's like the, you know, when we used to get the key to Johnny's toy store in the mail, or is
I
it, was
never
it
did
Johnny's?
that.
Okay, Johnny's Castle. I know there's some people out there that know what this is about. So there was, you would get this key in the mail for your birthday, and you, it would be to open the castle door, and you would get to go pick out a toy on your birthday. And it was so much
A free
fun. Like,
toy.
yes, so much fun. Like, it was like within reason, like not a big toy. They're probably like frisbees or it. I remember none of the toys. I just remember how amazing it was to get a key in the mail to be able to get the free thing, right? So it's kind of like that for adults, right? Like I have a crumble cookie, y'all, waiting until the end of the month. So I have been eyeing their cookie flavors every week. And I'm
Trying
waiting
to
for the
line it up.
perfect moment to redeem my free cookie.
Don't blame you.
Yeah, like the perfect moment. So I haven't found it yet. This week's menu flavors, I'm gonna just say they're not my cup of tea. So I'm not gonna be redeeming it this week. Hopefully before the end of the month.
You know, I have to say, I admire your strategy,
Yeah.
your cookie strategy. Like,
Right. You
that's
can't just give away your
hardcore.
free cookie to like just some randomness, right? Like, and they're so huge. I'm gonna be eating that cookie like all week. Because I just have like a little bite, you know, here and a bite there. I don't really have a sweet tooth, so I just have a little taste of sweets.
But how wonderful. Like,
It's a
that
good taste.
is wonderful. Like to be able to eat on a cookie all week. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah. So exciting times for my birthday. Yeah. So, have
That's
you ever done
fun.
one of these scavenger hunts?
Never.
Okay.
But you've inspired me, and so now I think I
Yeah.
may.
Yes. And there is non-food items. I will tell you, like if you go to Ulta, I only go to Ulta to get my free birthday gift. Sorry, Ulta.
No
So
plug there.
it's waiting for me at Ulta. Sephora, you can get a free gift. Only go to Sephora for my free birthday gift. So there is places. Starbucks, I noticed, did not have a free offer this year. I'm not really sure if that's because I only get my free birthday drink.
They're cutting you off.
Don't know. But maybe for people that use the app more, they give them a birthday treat. But this year it was like just half off. But last year I got a free pink drink because my kids have really been wanting to try the famous pink drink. So I gave them my free drink.
Did they like it?
They liked it because the YouTubers they watch like it, basically. They're trying to act all bougie, and it was fine. It was one of the better things that I've had at Starbucks. I'm not a big Starbucks fan. Sorry, Starbucks. Unless you want to sponsor our podcast, and then we are your biggest fans.
You're just knocking them down. I don't go to Ulta like, except for my birthday present. Ching, that one goes. I don't go to Sephora unless it's for my birthday present. Ching. Now let's add Starbucks on there. Oh my
But
goodness.
maybe we're bringing lots of customers to there because if they are like regulars to these places, now they get a free thing too. So it's a
Well,
good
this is
marketing
true.
strategy.
Well, you know, they it in marketing, they do stuff like that because statistics bear out that people tend to spend more than what they get in the way of a free gift. They're there, so then they make more in a sale. That's kind of like
Except for
with
Tiffany,
Kohl's.
apparently.
What? Yeah, except for Tiffany, right? Kind of like Kohl's. You get the Kohl's cash, right? And so what do you have to do? You have to redeem your Kohl's cash. You don't want to lose it. So you end up going back to the store and almost never, I think maybe once, did I only use my Kohl's cash, because then it was like, well, I'm there. Oh, that's a cute shirt. Oh, look at that. Oh, okay. So, I mean, it is a great marketing ploy to get
It
people
is.
in, and except for Tiffany,
Except for
but
me. If you give me free stuff, I'm not
I
going
mean,
to feel bad about it.
tonight you basically had a full meal and dessert
I
for a
literally have,
dollar.
I have a nothing bundt cake and a peach cobbler in the fridge. So I'll have desserts for the week.
I mean, that's just awesome, I have to say.
Yeah.
And fun.
So it is so much, it's more about, like the nothing bundt cake. Oh man, that's like a real good treat. And the crumble cookie. But it's really just about like, it's like a gift and a fun experience. So I encourage you all to go out and do these things for yourself. It was a little self-care night. I had 2 free hours
Yeah.
to myself without my precious babies. And I'm like, Mama's gonna take care of herself tonight.
I'm so glad you did that. I really am. I know it's usually on a Tuesday night, but to this time it ended up being a Wednesday night, but that's really cool. I'm glad you got to do
I
that.
had some work to do, but I took care of myself before I did the work, so it was fun.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
So start registering now, friends. The sooner the better.
Well, this run right here is certainly going to do that, because that just sounds like so much fun to just be able to do that on an evening, like strategically plan out your path to get, all these little freebies. That's just
And you
so
could like
neat.
feed Bill with it, like when it's your birthday. Like last year, I was literally like, Auntie and pretzels, I haven't done that yet. The kids were like eating the pretzels with me. I shared my pink drink. Like we were full. We had plenty.
Wow, that's really
Just
neat
saying.
that businesses do that.
Yes, I know. So yay, businesses. And nothing but cake. That's incredible. Like you literally just show them the email. They don't need your ID. No one's asked me for my ID at all. You just show them. It's like, wow. So really cool stuff. So what have you been up to, Jen? And where has God been in your story, your life?
You know,
Maybe not your story, because that's a long podcast.
it's still ongoing, my story, right?
Amen.
You know, I for me, actually a couple things. So I have decided, so I was sick for 2 weeks. We talked about that last podcast. And during that 2 weeks, I ate so horribly. Every kind of conceivable, easy carry out food you could think of, we ate, because it was, neither one of us wanted to cook. We were both sick. We just wanted whatever we could get to. And so at the end of that 2 weeks, I watched a documentary called Forks Over Knives.
Oh gosh.
I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it just talked about how animal byproducts feed into cancer, and animal, like milk and eggs and meat and stuff like that. So it was really an endorsement of the vegan diet. So I've actually started transitioning into a vegan diet, and I feel so much better. I hate to say that. I mean, I'm not knocking anybody for eating meat. I mean, I was a vegetarian at one point for 6 years. I did that. So this isn't like not eating meat is not something new to me. But trying to like cut out the cheese, the eggs, the dairy,
Oh
that's
gosh.
been very hard.
Yes.
But my gut feels so much better. I haven't noticed anything as much with my reflux, but my gut for sure. And so, and I'm not full blown into it yet. Like I've had, we're trying to eat up some of the meat that we have in our freezer, but my breakfast and my lunches have been vegan. And so far, I'm really kind of digging it. So
Nice.
I know it's like it forces you, like when I went to be a vegetarian, it made me learn about other foods that I would have not normally eaten and discovered that I liked them. Fruits I'd never eaten before, vegetables I'd never eaten before. It's like, why have I never tried? Like, I discovered during that period I liked Brussels sprouts, and that was something I would have never eaten because, ugh. But then I was like, oh, I really like this. So it's been interesting. There are a lot more vegan products out there than I realized. Kroger makes some great vegan crackers, so I can still like have, crunchy, grainy stuff. Overnight oats I've discovered and really digging that. So changing my diet is like kind of a big deal, but I'm liking it. I'm really liking it. So that's my
I
thing.
just want to cry thinking about not eating cheese, though.
Yeah, cheese is a hard one.
That would be the hardest one for me. Like, it's such, well, it's so yummy, obviously, but like,
Oh
you
gosh,
want to put it
yes.
on everything. Like,
And
that would be the hardest.
I've tried some vegan cheese, actually. It was too much. Like it, I made a vegan quesadilla, like with tortillas made of, almond flour, and there are no dairy and whatever. And then the vegan cheese. And when I ate it, I was like, oh, that's almost too much. It's like that tasted like I had like three times the normal cheese on it. So I was like, okay, so I need to use that a little more sparingly. But it was
Scale
very
back.
creamy. Yeah, pull back for sure.
Yeah, I had not. I'm glad you said that because I had not heard good things about vegan cheese. So,
No, this is pretty good.
okay, good. Good.
Well, a little strong on the cheese flavor, a
Yeah.
little much, but yeah, it was very creamy. It melted well, tasted fine. Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, once
So.
a week. I think I talked about it before. Once a week, I have my self-care night, which includes charcuterie.
Yes, I remember you telling me that.
So I don't know what I would do without my charcuterie. It's so good. It's like my new thing is charcuterie. I mean, it's not new, but like I love charcuterie. I can't get enough of it. Olives and meats and cheeses and filling that out.
Actually, what I told like my husband is like I don't want him to pick a like we usually go out to eat on Friday nights, and I said I don't want you to pick a restaurant or not pick a restaurant because of my diet. I said I will like forego the vegan part of it. Most restaurants you can find something vegetarian, surprisingly, you can. So I was like, I just want him to enjoy going out, and I enjoy going out. But if I can find something vegan there, I will. But at least if I can do vegetarian. And surprisingly, Taco Bell, you can get a lot of stuff vegetarian and vegan. Like I was looking up some stuff and I was like, what? So I tried one of their burritos, you know, like a beans and rice burrito, and it was pretty good. And, you know, they can make it crunchy and all that. So anyway, a little shout out to Taco Bell there, but
Yeah, Taco Bell.
very good. Very,
You can
very good.
do a lot with them on like a keto type diet too. So,
Taco
yeah.
Bell's got it going on.
Expensive.
What's that?
They're getting so expensive though. What everything is.
Everything. Yeah, it's
Oh my
outrageous.
gosh, a family of five feeding them Taco Bell, it's like over $50 now.
I can believe it.
Which is wild, right? Like, oh,
Yeah, groceries and everything has just gotten very outrageous. I'm sure our listeners have
yeah,
experienced the same thing. I mean,
we're
it's
preaching
just,
to the choir, I'm sure.
yeah. I mean, our average grocery bills went up like $100, and
Oh, at least.
it's like we haven't bought, like, we're not buying more groceries, but we're certainly paying more. So it's pretty crazy. So.
Yes. So yeah, I think we have some competitors coming in though. There's Publix popping up around the area.
Yeah, in Campbell
So,
County, just saw that.
well, we have one off of our Richwood exit too.
Oh, nice.
And they're building one off 42, which is like really close to the Richwood exit. So I'm not really sure why, but you know. Apparently, it will be helpful because Publix is very expensive, typically, I hear. I don't shop at Publix, so I don't know. But apparently, it will be helpful for the grocery store, the Munster of a grocery store. We will leave unnamed because I've been talking about so many businesses.
Don't want to
So, but
alienate everybody, right?
yeah, but apparently that will help like create some like competitive pricing and lower pricing a bit. So hopefully that's truth. And when there's like only one option, the one option kind of gets to do what they want. So if there's more options, then they compete with one another. So
Yeah.
let us pray, Lord, let us pray.
Yeah, there needs to be something. I don't know how families do it.
I know.
And our church does food pantry. And, you know, you'd be surprised how, you know, people really depend on that because they can't afford the grocery bills. You know, thank goodness for like the free store food bank,
Yeah.
you know, just places that help people that are struggling to make ends meet have. You know, they have the ability to get some help, and I'm really grateful for that. So,
Yeah. Do you
shout out
want
to the
to?
free
I was
store
going to
food bank.
say, do you want to give a shout out to your church that
Oh,
does
yeah.
the food store bank? Because that would be great if listeners are struggling as well out there and maybe, could take advantage of that.
Certainly, if you're in the Cincinnati area, it is called River of Life, and it's on Central Parkway. And on Saturday mornings, they open the doors, and they usually have a big selection of food, including like frozen foods. Like they get frozen meats and bacon and stuff like that. And they sit with somebody and they get to know them and they go through a checklist of what food is available. And they have someone that walks around with them and helps them like shop and find those items that they've checked off on their list. It's a pretty efficient
That's
little,
amazing.
yeah, it's a good thing. So yeah, I would just like to put that out there for anybody that needs help.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're struggling to make ends meet, don't go hungry. Like you can cut a lot of
Amen.
stuff, but don't cut your food.
Amen. Yeah, there was a time that when I was a single mama, I was on food stamps, and thank God that was there to help me at the time, because I don't know how I would have taken care and fed my kiddo because I had a certain amount of money and it was all for bills. No money was left.
Yeah.
So thank God for churches and food banks and things like that that help when we need it. That's what they're there for. So praise God for that.
I mean, for me, I have personal experience with it as well. So when a family member got custody of me, was totally not expecting to have me, and were able to get food stamps, and we got in public housing, and they got a medical card for me, and it took care of me until, I was able to get on my own or whatever. And, like me and this other family member, we're not on that anymore, obviously,
Right.
but it helped us when we needed it.
Amen.
Like, I don't know how this family member could have on their own taken care of me had they not had that help. And I'm just very grateful because that was tax dollars at work when we just really needed it. Because it was an unfortunate situation. My dad's put in prison. I don't have anywhere to go. And, thank God for this family member who I adore who did that for me. So,
Yeah. Thank God for when times like that, being in a country where there is things available, and like Jen said, don't go hungry, ask for help. Sometimes pride gets in the way and we don't want to ask for help, but everyone needs help sometimes. So don't be too proud to ask for help for sure.
For sure. For sure, for
Yeah.
sure.
There is an abundance of food in America.
There is, and it breaks my heart though when I hear about, kids and adults who have food insecurity because of one thing or another. Kids living below the poverty level that depend on like school lunches, school breakfasts, and when school is not in session, like what are they doing? Like it's there's just a big need. There's just a big need. And we are such a rich country. It should there no kid in this country, no person in this country should go hungry ever. Ever. Anyway.
For sure. I tell my kiddos this all the time. So, preaching to the choir here. I'm like, they're like, I have the worst life. And I'm like, are you going to eat dirt cookies today just so you can fill your stomach and just so you can make your stomach stop yelling at you? Because you're not going to. And, like, I hate to be like that, mom, but oh my gosh, we are so blessed to live in this country and to have the opportunities we have. And yeah, thank you, Lord.
And I feel like it comes with responsibility. Like I've often thought about the fact that I'm as fortunate as I am to be born where I was born, in the country I was born in the place I was born. Like just it has gotten me to where I am now. And it's like, therefore, I have a responsibility to help others. Like that's like a no-brainer. If you've been blessed and you have more than enough, God calls us to help the poor who God says we will always have with us, right? The poor we will always have. And so I feel like the church always has a responsibility to be helping the poor. Every person has the responsibility to help the poor in whatever way you can. Some people can help more than others, but it's just whatever you can do. So anyway, sorry, I feel like I'm on a soapbox about that, but
Well, that's, I think you and I kind of share the same mentality, like we've had a lot and we've not had a lot in plenty seasons in our life. So we've been in hard times, and so we appreciate more that we have, now. We're like, oh, like it wasn't always that way, so. But to live in this country where really dreams can come true and you can make things possible where there's so many opportunities. So praise God.
Well, before we wrap up, I can't believe that's we're getting to the end of the show. I want to give out a shout out to our wonderful sponsor, Miss Jenny Becknell. Because she actually sent me an email about taking a vacation. I was like, oh, I love you, Jenny Becknell.
Oh, yes, Jenny Becknell.
I love her, love her, love her. She is a great sponsor, a good friend, a beautiful individual. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to her for her support of this show, but just even sending me that that email about
Good job,
take
Jenny
it.
Becknell.
Take a
Good
vacation.
job. Yeah, and she did put a request in, and I guess we'll have to do this another show, but she put a request that we talk in our country accents
Oh, she did do that.
for a whole show.
A
So
whole episode.
what do y'all think about that? Do you want to hear Jen and I talk like this the whole show? Because I am more than capable to do that. I actually went to mother-daughter camp this past weekend with my baby girl, and I talk like this most of the time. So won't hurt me a bit if you want me to talk like that.
I'm
So,
sure your kiddo was like, Mom.
well, she just joined in fun too, because all these other little kids joined in with me. So we're all talking country accents out there. And it was so much fun.
I
Because
bet it
really,
was.
and I want to stress now, listen to me. If I ever talk like this in my country accent, it is not poking fun at any group, because really, I want to have a country accent and I always want it to be a Southern belle. So know that when I'm talking like this, I'm not poking fun at you. I admire you and I want to be you.
Well, and for me, my accent, I come by it very honest.
Yeah.
So, actually, what a funny detail. So, when I moved up to the Cincinnati area, this family member and I used to send recordings back and forth on a cassette tape. So, I would record on one side, they would record a message back on the other. And
Oh.
that was before cell phones, obviously. And I played that one time for my son. It was just like it sounded so foreign, honestly. But because I was a radio major in college, I don't know if I've ever shared this detail. I was a radio major in college, and a professor pulled me aside and said, "I love that you want to be in radio, but with that country accent, you've really got to learn to not speak with it because you need to have kind of what they call a Midwestern ambiguous accent." So I was like, okay. And I worked really long and hard on how I said every word. I mean, I just worked on it, worked on it, worked on it. And I eventually lost my accent. And sometimes I really hate that because I love Southeastern Kentucky. I do. And I feel like I lost a little part of me.
Yeah.
And when I go home, I have another family member that calls me Yankee. How you doing today, Yankee? Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't get the warm and fuzzies from that.
Yeah. I was gonna say there is something about that like country accent that is like just so sweet and warm and welcoming and like homey feeling. So
Yeah.
I really am. I really do want you to know, if you're out there and you have the cutest little country accent, that I'm really not poking fun, but I'm admiring it because it's adorable and it's just like, just feels so homey. So,
Yeah.
and just so sweet. So, unfortunately, I'm about as, or Jen and I are about as Northern Southerns as you can possibly be. Is that the word
Yeah.
for that? Like, I'm pretty sure like we are actually
Northern Southerners.
the cutoff for
Yeah.
the South, probably. Like, we're in Kentucky, but we're in Northern
We're
Kentucky.
at Ohio. Yeah. Yep. Right at the border of Ohio. So,
Yeah.
yeah,
So
I don't know.
Northern Southerners. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair estimation, I think, for sure.
Yeah. I don't, yeah, because I mean, once you get to Ohio, you're not in the South anymore for sure, you know? So, and I would say Kentucky is in the South. Like that would be grouped with the South, right? So,
Yes.
Northern Southerners, that's what we are now.
Interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
But I don't have the cute country accent, even though I might be from a little bit of the South anyway. No cute country accent.
Well, you're from Campbell County, so I'm sure you heard some of that in Campbell County.
Oh, my mom's family, they are from Booneville, Kentucky. And they all talk like this.
Yeah.
That's why I know how to do it so well. Oh,
Yeah.
honey, we're gonna sit a spell and come over here and talk to me now. So
That's cute.
I know they're adorable. So anyway, we were gonna talk about a lot more stuff today, but as always, we just say, have your way, God, and direct us in the way you want us to go. So maybe he wanted you to hear about all these amazing birthday deals and wants you to treat yourself. Or he wants you to talk in country accents, or even still, maybe send an email to Jen and say, Jen, take a vacation. Who knows? I don't know. God knows, though. And we trust our creator and maker, but it was fun anyway.
It has been fun.
I
For sure. Oh, that's so
would
funny.
say this is our most lighthearted
In a while, for
podcast
sure.
ever. So,
Well, no, for the 25 or the 30 questions, that was pretty lighthearted, I think.
yeah,
Because
that
I
was like,
laughed a lot in that one.
yeah, that was fun. We should do some sort of questions like that again. That was really fun.
Different questions. Like, what's your
Yes.
favorite book? Although you might have asked me that. I don't know. But anyway,
We should do that. Yeah, different questions.
different
Okay.
questions.
So,
All right.
or send us your questions. Friends, send us questions you want me to ask Jen or you want Jen to ask. What do you want to know? What do you want to know about Jen and I? We're pretty
What
much open books.
we are, but what is your burning question?
Yeah.
What are you curious about?
We'll pretty probably, I mean, I can't speak for Jen, but we'll most likely answer it.
Yeah.
Ah! That's why I
I
said I can't speak for Jen. I know
was
there's some things she might not answer, but for the most part, I can't think of much of anything I wouldn't answer. So
like,
we'll
depends on
see.
who it involves.
Yeah, we sh yes, for
That's,
sure. If it's about someone else, then no,
yeah,
because that's their.
probably not. That's what
Yeah.
I was thinking. If it involves family.
Yeah. So just
Probably
guess
not.
us. About us, and
Yeah.
then we'll
Then I probably would. Yeah.
probably answer.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're gonna wrap it
Okay.
up there.
Yes, it's been fun.
Until next time, guys.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024, Parable Road, LLC.